Parshas Beshalach, we begin in Perek Yud Dalet, in Pasuk Aleph, right? Daber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem speaks to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, V'yashuvu v'yachanu v'fnei p'yachiros ben migdol u'ben hayom, that the Bnei Yisrael should turn back and encamp before p'yachiros, which is between Migdol and the sea, l'fnei Baal Tzifon, in front of Baal Tzifon, you should encamp by the sea. And Paro will say of the children of Israel, they're locked in the land, because the wilderness, the desert, is locked in from the other side. And Hashem says that He will strengthen the heart of Paro, and He'll run after you. And what's going to happen as a result? Hashem says that He will be glorified, ikavda, be given kavod, right? Biparo, through Paro, and through his soldiers, his army. V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, and Mitzrayim will see that I am Hashem, v'yasukein, and thus will be. Next pasuk is pasuk hey, v'yugad l'melech Mitzrayim ki baracha. It was told to the king of Mitzrayim, to Paro, ki baracha am, that the people had run away. V'yehafeich levav Paro v'avadav el ha'am. And suddenly, there was a hipuch. A hipuch is a change, a turn. We know it from the Megillah, where we say, v'nafochu, that things changed around. So the heart of Paro, and the avadav, and his servants, now changed toward the am. And the literal translation of ha'am is, Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Vayomru, and they responded, and they said, Mazos asinu, what did we do? Ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu. Because of that fact that we sent Bnei Yisrael, we chased them out, we sent them from our midst. So, they're regretting their action. And as a result, Ayesu es richbo, es amalokach imo, he gathered up his troops and his chariot, and he went to run after Klal Yisrael, after the Jewish people. And Rashi explains that what does it mean by Yugad Lamelech Mitzrayim, that it was told to the king of Egypt? Who told him? How did he know? Did he get a call on his cell phone? How did he know that the Jewish people keep barach ha'am? Barach means that they ran away, as opposed to halach, to walk. So it says, ki barach ha'am, that they ran away. So how did Paro find out? So Rashi says, ikturin shalach imahen. He sent people with them, meaning with the Jewish people, he embedded people within them. The Kevan Shehigiyu at Shloshes Yomim, and once they got to the third day, remember, what Moshe had been pleading for the entire time was for the Jewish people to be allowed to go free for 3 days in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the 3 days would be up, the assumption would be that the Jewish people would return from Mitzrayim. So he sent along, Paro sent along people with the Jewish people to make sure that they return. Now, when it comes to day 3, Shekavu Leilech, that they had told Paro they were going to go for 3 days, and now day 3 comes, V'loshu V'rosh, Einam Chozim L'Mitzrayim, and now these people see that the Jewish people are not returning to Mitzrayim, Chazru V'Yigidu L'Paro Bayom HaRavi. They, these people who were sent by Paro, turn around and went back to Paro to tell him that the Jews are not coming back. And when did they do this? They did this on Yom HaRavi, on the fourth day. Chamishi V'Shishi, then the fifth and the sixth day, after the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Radfu Achareihem, that's when Paro decided to run after them, and he ran after them for 2 days. Leil Shevi'i Yardu Layam, the seventh night, that's when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, and B'Shacharis, in the morning, Amru Shira, that's when Bnei Yisrael recited the Az Yashir, V'hu Yom Shevi'i Shal Pesach, and this is the seventh day of Pesach. L'kach anu karen ha-shira b'yom ha-shvi'i. Therefore, we read the Shira, we read this Parsha, Parsha B'Shavach, and the Shira Sayam, on the seventh day of Pesach. Zeh Lashon Rashi, this is the language of Rashi. The Ramban continues and says that this is also the language of the Mechilta. And the Ramban takes this this comment of Rashi to the next level. He says, V'alderech ha-pshat, this is the Ramban on Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Hei. He says, V'alderech ha-pshat, hu asher diber Hashem, v'amar paro l'vnei Yisrael, Ki kasher asu kein bnei Yisrael v'shavu v'chanu l'fnei pinat piachiros l'fnei Baal Tzifon, when the bnei Yisrael and the Jewish people encamped, as we mentioned before, in front of piachiros by Baal Tzifon, hu gadzeh l'melech Mitzrayim, it was told then to the king of Paro that when he heard that the people had encamped in this location, ki barach ha'am v'heim nevuchim b'midbar, that the people had run away, barach, run away as opposed to halach, as opposed to walk. Ve'im nevuchim b'midbar. And they're comfortable, meaning they're settling in the desert. Ve'einam holchim el makom yadu l'izboach. And they're not going to a place which was well known as a place where people would do worship. Rather, the people are gone. They're off. Their mindset is that they're now done with Mitzrayim. They're not coming back. Says the Ramban, that's why the Pasuk says, then Pasuk Ches, that Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, were Yotzim, were leaving Biad Ramah. Yad Ramah means a hand which was lifted up, a high hand. So Ramban says, that the Bnei Yisrael made for themselves a flag, and they already had symbol, they already had a sign that they were becoming their own nation, that they were in essence declaring independence. V'yotzim b'simcha u'b'shirim b'sov b'chinur. And they were going out singing and dancing and with great joy. And k'demusa nigali me'avdus l'cheirus. And the way that they're acting in the midbar at this point is not like avadim, is not like slaves who are about to return to their servitude, but rather like slaves who were just freed from their servitude and now going to chiras, going to freedom. Lo ka'avadim ha'asidim lashuv avodasam. And all not like servants who are ready to go back to Mitzrayim. V'chol zeh hu gadlo. And all of this, says the Ramban, is what Paro was told. Interestingly, the Ibn Ezra takes this to a different interpretation, in which he focuses on the word holech, to walk, as opposed to livroach. So it says, Vayugad, what does it mean? Vayugad, it was told to Paro. What was told to Paro? Ki ein holchim, ki im livroach. That they didn't walk, they're not going, it's not as if they're going just to get somewhere and come back. Rather, Kim Levroach, their purpose was to run away. So the Chizkuni on this very same pasuk takes the following approach in order to explain to us some of the geography. He says, by the time day 3 came, the Bnei Yisrael were not far away from Mitzrayim, only the measurement of about a day's travel. On day 1, they traveled from a place called Ramses to a place called Sukkos. On the second day, they traveled from Sukkos, where they were, L'Esam, to a place called Esam. Bayom Ashlishi, on the third day, Chazru Litzad Mitzrayim Me'esam Lifnei Piachiros. But on the third day, they went back toward Mitzrayim, near, from Esam to this place called Piachiros. And that's why Rashi comments that they went back Litzad Mitzrayim Hayumakrivim Kol Yom Shlishi, that they were near Egypt on the third day. Nimtza Shalom Nisrachku Yom Shlishi Rak Mahalach Yom Echad. And it appears, Shlonis Rachaku, that they did not distance themselves on the third day, Rach Mahalach, only a distance of one traveling day. Bayom Rabbi Lo Hizminu Atzma Moderech. On the fourth day they didn't travel. Veroha Iktorin She'en Chozrim. And all the people that Paro sent to watch over the Jewish people and make sure that they come back, they saw the Jewish people were not coming back. And just as the Ramban, just as Rashi explained, so they came back and told Paro on the fourth day, and the fifth and sixth day they ran after the Bnei Yisrael. He says, and that's even though the Jewish people only walked, traveled only the distance of one day. So why did it take them so long? Why did it take the Mitzrayim so long to get there? It took them 2 days to get the distance of one day. Because Mitzrayim was coming with a great deal of armory. They were coming with all of these chariots. They were coming with all of these wagons. And it was not their best way to go. It was not common for an army with so much staff to go that quickly. And therefore, Vayafech lev paro, levav paro, lashon tsar, kemo, ne'pach libi bekirbi. So says the Chizkuni, that when it says, the Pasuk says, Vayafech, it turned, the heart of Paro turned, it's the language of tsar, language of pain, as if Paro was pained by what had happened. In other words, Paro was fooled, and because he was fooled, he had tsar, he felt hurt inside. So the Or HaChaim which I'd like to focus on a little bit more, says the following. Tzarech Ladas, this is the Or HaChaim in Perek Yudalit Pasuk Hei. Tzarech Ladas Omro Ki Barach, V'lo Amar Ki Halach. He says, the Pasuk says, V'yugad L'melech Mitzrayim Ki Barach Ha'am, and it doesn't say that they walked, rather that they ran away. Sheyireh Shero Bahem Siman Bericha. That to see Shero Bahem, that he saw within them a sign that they were running. And he continues to question. He says, Okasha, Omro Vayafech, why does it say Vayafech? And it turned. Mashma Shanizcharatu Abadavar Asher Asuhu Vehadvarim Tzimuhim. He says, what does it mean when we say someone turned? If I say that I changed my mind, or I changed the way I felt about something, that means originally I felt a certain way, and now I feel bad, I regret about the original way I felt, so I changed my feeling. So he says, here, how could that be? It doesn't make sense. The Chili Ritzona Masu, did the midstream in the first place let the Jewish people go according to their will? So the reason why he made the decision in the first place to let the Jewish people go was because of the fact that he suffered terribly. That the midstream was suffering because of the Makos. So it wasn't as if he gave them permission and said, okay, fine, you can go, and he did it out of the goodness of his heart. Rather, he did it because he had no choice, because he was forced to. He was against his will. So what is the meaning of the word vayehafech, that his heart turned, levav paro, that his heart turned, his heart changed? What does that mean? Originally he was good to the Jews, now he's bad to the Jews? Or originally he didn't want to let them go, and now he wants to let them go, therefore he's feeling bad about his original decision? His original decision was really out of his control, even though he technically said it, but it wasn't as if he could have charata. He was facing terrible consequences, and he really had no choice. The people were really sitting on him. The kasha od omram mazos asinu, and he says a further question is, why does the pasuk say mazos asinu? They said, what do we do? Kimisram imalatzma mazif, to they are blaming themselves alasos davar shloka hogan, as if they did something which wasn't right. Ve'alolo asu elabar korcham, they didn't do something that wasn't right. It was against their will. They had no choice. In other words, how could you blame someone if a person is holding a gun against someone's head and they have to do something and they're forced to do something and they do it? So it's very difficult to blame someone for doing something when in such a situation. I'm not talking about doing something immoral or doing something unethical. I'm talking about doing something that would cause pain to someone else. I'm talking about doing a specific action. In this case, it was that Paro and the Mitzrim let the Bnei Yisrael go, but they really had no choice. It was against their will. When a person is put in a situation when things are against their will and they have no choice, how could they be blamed for it? The Efshel Omar says, he has all the answers. He answers according to the Zohar. He says that the Zohar refers to this Am when it says, "Vayafech levav paro el ha'am," that Paro's heart changed towards the people. He says that word ha'am, the people, the nation, that Am is not who we think it is. That Am is not the Jewish people. Rather, that Am, who Erev Rav, it is the Erev Rav. Remember that Erev Rav, who we said was attached themselves to the Jewish people, and they were the ones who stirred the pot, they were the ones who caused the sin of the golden calf, the Egel, they were the ones who caused all the trouble, who were complaining. These were not authentic Jews. These were people who just attached themselves to our people. So he says the Orachayim, he says, that's what it means when it says, Vayugad l'melech Mitzrayim ki barach ha'am. When the king of Mitzrayim was told, ki barach ha'am, that the people ran away, perush ha'am asher shalachu im Yisrael. He says, who were these people? Who were these Erev Rav? The Erev Rav were Egyptians that Paro sent with the Jewish people in order to make sure that Bnei Israel returned. And what happened? He said, these Erev Rav, how did they become the Erev Rav? How did they become attached to the Jewish people? That originally they were sent by Mitzrayim, by Paro, in order to make sure the Jewish people returned. But now, all of a sudden, he sees that they went AWOL. They decided to become traitors to Mitzrayim, traitors to Egypt, and they decided to tag themselves along with the Jewish people and technically become Jews, even though we know that they were just the Erev Rav, and they were not. The Hochu Lahem, He says, why does it say Bricha, they ran away? He says, because these people, meaning the Erev Rav, the people that Paro sent to simply go with the Jewish people and make sure that they returned, they ran away. They were traitors to their own people. They were traitors to Paro. And they were the ones who, the Pasuk says, by Hafech Levav Paro, and the heart of Paro changed. In other words, originally, he felt that it was a good idea to send these people so that way they could bring the people back. But when he realized that they weren't going to bring the Jewish people back, and that instead they were jumping on board with the Jewish people, then Perush, Shenachmul Asher Shalachum, he then regretted the fact that he sent them in the first place. Perush, La'am, Lo Al Yisro. He says, it's not that Paro was upset that he sent the Jewish people. Paro was upset that he sent this Erev Rav, by Yomru, and they responded, Mazos Asinu, Perush, Temui Mema Ma'asem Shashachu Ha'am. They were very troubled that here we sent them away. How could we do this? How could we send them away, his own people? The Yalkut says that Paro literally wrote a divorce document, a document of emancipation to the Jewish people, and says, look, you're on your own. You're free. And that is that there was no longer a sense of the avodim, the Jewish people being avodim, being servants, because they were free. That even if the Jewish people decided to return, they were no longer avodim. They were no longer servants, slaves. And now Paro sees, we set the people, we let the people go. Now who's going to worship us? Who's going to serve us? Who did Paro and his troops chase after? They chased after their own people. They chased after the Erev Rav. The Amar HaKosuv, Ki Hashem Chazak Libo Shel Paro. So why does it say right afterwards that Hashem strength in Paro's heart? The next pasuk says, "Vayichazek Hashem eslev Paro melech Mitzrayim vayirdof acharei bnei Yisrael." In other words, if it said in two previous pasukim, it says in pasuk A, "Vayugal melech Mitzrayim givaracham," it was told to the king of Mitzrayim that the Jewish people had ran away by afich levav Paro bavadav elam, and Paro's heart changed, and they said, "Vayomer mazos asinu kishirachnos Yisrael meavdenu." And then it says, "Vayesor es richpo," he gathered his people, "Besamola kachimo." He took 600 chariots. Then it says, Hashem hardened the heart of Paro, the king of Egypt. And he ran after the Bnei Yisrael. Meaning that all the previous three Pesukim was a description of the fact that Paro did not run after Bnei Yisrael. He was originally running after the Erev Rav. He was running after his own people who were traitors. He didn't want any more of the Jewish people. They're gone. Done with. Finish. I don't want to deal with them anymore. Look what they brought upon Mitzrayim. Look at all the makos. Look at all of the terrible plagues that they brought upon us. Let them be gone. I gave them a letter of emancipation. I don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. But then Paro says, but my people who were traitors, I'm going to go and get them. And he ran after them. That's when Hashem strengthened his heart to teach Paro a lesson. And he said, and he made sure that Paro, while he was running, didn't only run after the Erev Rav, but also ran after the Jewish people. To teach Paro a lesson for all that he did in putting the Jewish people through all that he did. And that's why the Pasuk says, when Hashem promised Abraham that his children would come out of Mitzrayim, Pasuk says, "Megames agoy asher yavodu don anochi." I'm going to judge those people. So Hashem purposefully made Paro's heart strong, strengthened Paro's heart, so that he no longer only ran after the Erev Rav, he also ran after Klal Yisrael, and ran after them into the Yam Suf, into the sea, and because of that, they were therefore all eaten up by the sea when the water came back over onto them. This is the explanation of the Or HaChaim, based on the Zohar, based on the Yalkut. I think it's a beautiful explanation. It's Shivim Banim LaTorah, there are 70 faces to Torah. And when we read this pasuk on Shabbos of a hafich levav paro vavodav el ha'am, that the heart of Paro is now changed towards the people, Vayomer Mazos Asinu, and the response that they gave, what did we do? We now look at it with a totally different glasses. We now look at it that Paro was running after the Erev Rav, who were the Am, who were the nation in this pasuk, and only after he was running after the Erev Rav did he decide then, after Hashem hardened his heart even more, to run after the Jewish people, and as a result, Paro and all the Mitzrim were destroyed. Thank you.